We get to share lunch after?
Hmm?
Are we going to share lunch after
that? We could do a share lunch.
I wasn't sure.
Okay, let's learn Torah. Chevra, what we're trying to figure out today are some more of the details regarding the melacha of Lush. But before we get to the ikar point that I want to talk about today, which is the din of al yad, which is also a small amount, just to chazer iver what we know about Lush so far. Lush is a malacha that was done in the Mishkan. According to Reb Haigon, that's quoted in the Rashi and Sadi Beis, we'll learn malachas in the Mishkan from Karbanos and from Avodos that's done in the Mishkan. But according to Rashi, we only learn from the Asiyas HaMishkan. Now, if we are learning from the malachas that were done in the Mishkan, that would mean that Lush is derived, I mentioned this to a few people in the Beis Medrash already, that means that Lush is derived from, let's say, the Afiyas Lachem HaPanim and the Menachos and things like that. However, if Rashi is correct, that we learn Lush from the construction of the Mishkan, like all malachas are from the construction of the Mishkan, that would mean that we're really deriving from the Asiyas HaSamamonim. Now the Mishnah in Yudches, when it spoke about Ein Shorin Diyo and Samamonim, the Pashtus is, in that Mishnah, that we're not really making what we would call a Blila Ova. There's a difference in Halacha between a Blila Ova and a Blila Raka. We mentioned that the Chazon Ish says that a Blila Raka gets poured from Kele to Kele. It's like pancake batter is a Blila Raka. Blila Ova is dough as opposed to batter. The Chazon Ish says that there's a third category called liquid. Are you allowed to make petel on Shabbos? No? Or the, you know, in Eretz Yisrael they have like these drinks that basically you put some powder into the liquid and you end up with sugar tasting chocolate milk. Well, chocolate milk, you're putting a liquid into a liquid. The chocolate syrup, to put cocoa powder in, right? Are you allowed to do that? So, again, assuming we can get rid of all issues of Bishul, is it an Isra of Lush? So the Chazon Ish says that if something is completely dalil, if it's completely liquid, it's not even a Blila Raka, right? A mamish liquid is going to be Heter Gomor. So that, I think, is given. If something is a Blila Raka, there are more kulas in the Gemara. We speak about Blila Raka, a kula of Hipa Haseder, right? That's what we have in the Gemara. But it seems to me that if Rashi is correct, that we learn Malachos from Asiyas HaMishkan, so therefore we're learning Lush from the Diyo and the Samamonim. So I'm not an expert, but it seems to me that the Asiyas Diyo and Samamonim was more akin to a Blila Raka, as opposed to making of bread for the Lechem HaPonim and the like, which is more akin to a Blila Ova. There is a suffix in the Sefer Shevisas HaShabbos in the Hakadama to Lush in Os Zayin, where the Shevisas HaShabbos questions whether Blila Raka is a din d'Oraisa or a din d'Rabbanan. Now, we should note that for the Rambam, Al Karkacha, it has to be a din d'Rabbanan, no? Because the Rambam tells me that we're only makel on any of the shinuyim by Lush if they are dinim d'Rabbanan, no? The Rambam says I'm only makel on the shinuyim if we're dealing with something that's not bar gibel. And the Rambam Lashitaso holds that not bar gibel means that even if I do gibel, it's only going to be d'Rabbanan. And the Rambam says ain't no such shinuy on the planet that can be done on something that is a bar gibel. There's no such shinuy from that's a d'Oraisa. So according to the Rambam, Al Karchacha, Blila Raka, is going to be Dirabonan. No? The fact that Gemara says by Shasisa Raka, I can change the order, that indicates to the Rambam clearly it's Dirabonan. But as the Chazon Ish notes in Simen Nun Vav Os Gimel, the vast majority of Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. And the vast majority of Rishonim assume that there is, the vast majority of Rishonim assume that we're going to be mako on shinuyim, even if it's d'oraisa. If that's the case, so the Shvisas HaShabbos has his suffix about whether we can be mako on whether Blila Raka is a Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. That's the Shvi'is HaShabbos in the Zayin, in the Hakdama. And my Sevara is that perhaps this should depend on Rashi versus Reb Haigel. According to Reb Haigel, one could argue that Blila Raka is only D'Rabbanan, and maybe only Blila Ava's D'Oraisa, because we're learning from making Lechem Hapanim, which is a Blila Ava. But according to Rashi, Pashtus would be that Blila Raka is also going to be that Blila Raka is also going to be D'Oraisa. That's correct. Now, we should point out that when we speak about Lush, so far we have really three categories. There's Blila Raka, Blila Ava, and then there's a category lower than Blila Raka, which is called a pure liquid, no? Our cocoa, our petel, our Kool-Aid, right? Kool-Aid is,
Coffee.
Okay. Right? If it's mamish a liquid in Gansen, so for sure there's no Isser Lush at all. Although the Chazanish writes that sometimes you have these liquids and at the bottom you have a lot of sediment, right? So at the bottom, like the Chazanish, perhaps in that situation that might be a Blila Raka at the bottom. Right? That's his finish. But there is a fourth category of Lush, which is what we'll call super duper Lush, which is found in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Mem Se'if Yud Beis. That's the Gemara in Zvachim that we encountered, where the Gemara in Zvachim says that I'm not supposed to throw Pishtun into Mayim because it's going to be Aser Mishum Lush. No? As I state in the Gemara, in Shin Mem Se'if Yud Beis, Nosin Zer Pishtun O Shum Shemin B'Mayim Chayiv Mishum Lush B'm Neshem Es'arvim B'n Nitalim Zevazeh. That means even Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda, who says ordinarily Eino Chayiv Ashi Gavel, but by Pishdan the Teich Mayim, so you're going to be Chayiv from the Zman Hanasina. You're going to be Chayiv right away. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Nafgamina for this is going to be that L'cha'ora no Shinoi is going to help in these situations. A Hibuch HaSeder is going to be a Kula by a Blila Raka, but by something that's mamish stuck together, so it could be there's no Kula at all. I think in Rav Moshe Feinstein's Chubas, he talks about something that I don't know what they are, called instant potatoes. But for us, many of the types of instant oatmeal and the like, it says in the Svarim, might be that type of super-duper lush situation, in which case, even if I put the water in first, it might not help if it ends up getting mixed well at all. And Rabbi Willick has in his Sefer, I think, that if you want to make oatmeal, that you should not make baby cereal oatmeal on Shabbos. If you want to make the oatmeal on Shabbos, so then what could you do? Is there any Eitzah?
There could be something on the...
So even by a Blila Ava, you could use a Shinui, and I'd have to do many different Shinuyim to just be Yote. So people can say that might not help. So you can do Shesi Ve'erev, and maybe using your finger. Now, Shesi Ve'erev, let's just talk about this one for a second. The Shinui of Shesi Ve'erev, which the Gemara has by Morrison. Right, the Gemara has Morrison is like a type of bran that you're giving your animals. So Gemara has a kula of Shesi Ve'erev. There's a machlokas. Rashi sounds like Shesi Ve'erev helps if you only do it one time. The Beis Yosef quotes others who feel that Shesi Ve'erev is even if you do it multiple times. But the Bir Halacha Paskins in Shin Chaf Dalet, the Bir Halacha in Shin Chaf Dalet, Dibra Maso Uma'avir quotes from the Beis Yosef that even Ma'avir Kama Pa'amir Shesi Ve'erev Shapir Dami Kevin She'enu Memaris B'yadov Lo Mesabek B'makel. Right? Even if I do it many times, I go boop, 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 that's going to help. Right? Even if I do it many different times. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Rabbi Willig points out in his Sefer Am Mordechai that when you read the Rishonim, Shesi Ve'erev is a kula, the Ramban writes, because it's Eino Mis'arev Yafet, because it doesn't get well mixed together. If that's the case, if the kula is because it doesn't get well mixed together, so then if I do it many times, and Acharei Kechleis HaKoyel, it does get well mixed together, then obviously that's not the kula of Shesi Ve'erev. That's what Rabbi Willig points out. In a few minutes, we'll come back to why the kula might only make sense if I don't mix it well together, but for now, we're just giving background material. By a dover that's not bar gibel, so there is a machlokas. Chazan has pointed out this morning that the machlokas is mamish min hakotze el hakotze. The Rambam shita is that if something is not bar gibel, even if I do gibel on it, it's like the Rambam, it's only going to be aser midrabanan, and consequently by not bar gibel, there's going to be no iser of nesinas mayim. Taisus and Yudves sounds like that by something that's not bar gibel, you're going to be chayiv on the nesinas mayim. No? And the Rambam sounded this way. That's what we pointed out. And the way we presented the matter as the last time we gave the shiur is that these Rishonim basically are passing in like Abaye in the Gemara and Daf Yudches. The Abaye says that not bar gibel is a chumra. The Mishnah Brura in the Bira Halacha at the beginning of Shin Chaf Daled gives us an analysis of the Rishonim, the different shitas of Rishonim, and he quotes that many Rishonim hold. He quotes Tosis and the Ravid and the Rush and the Ran and the Rashba. They hold like Abaye. That's how the Mishnah Brura presents in Shin Chaf Daled. That would mean that your mamish is going to be chayim on not bar gibel from the Sinas Mayim. So anything I define as not bar gibel is a bigger chumrah, according to the Mishnah Brura b'shem these Rishonim. The Chazon Ish, however, goes through the Rishonim with a scalpel. And the Chazon Ish, and this Chazon Ish is in Nun Vav Os Gimel. Chazon says that most of these Rishonim are not saying that not bar gibel you're going to be chayiv from the Sinas Mayim. Rather, these Rishonim really hold that la bar gibel you're going to be chayiv if you do gibel. But Zok the Chazon Ish Ladina, that by something that's not bar gibel you're not going to be chayiv for Shas Nesinas Mayim. Right? In other words, the Mishnah Brura ends up being more machmir on something that's not bar gibel. Because he understands that all these Rishonim is one group, and they're really passing like a baye against Rav Yosef. And if it's not bar gibel, you're going to be chaye from Shas Nesinas Mayim. The Chazon Ish recognizes that some Rishonim hold this way. But for the Chazon Ish, the bulk of the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba, etc., this whole long list that they quote, when they speak about not bar gibel, what they mean is that something that's not bar gibel, I'm going to be chaye if I do gibel. But you're not going to be chayav from the Sinas Mayim. That's the Dina according to the Chazon Ish. Right? Huge nafkaminas. Right? Again, bar gibel versus not bar gibel, pashtus means, does it become like a single entity? Huge nafkaminas. Good. Let's move on to what I want to discuss today, which is the discussion of Me'at. Ma'at or Al-Yad, Al-Yad. The Gemara tells me that there's two opinions, whether you go for an Eshakali, whether Kali, and Kali, everyone agrees what Kali is. Kali are cooked grains. There's a Machlokes Rambam and Rishonim about what Shusis is, whether Shusis and Kali is the same, but everyone is masking that Kali are cooked grains, flour that's made from cooked grains. So, there's a machluk is whether govun is hakali or not. And Zok the Gemara, even those who hold that your govun is hakali, hani mili huda mishani. It's only permitted if you do a shinui, and the shinui is al-yad, al-yad. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, al-yad, al-yad is a shinui by kali. The Prima Godin says, whoa, let's go slowly. Zok the Prima Godim, right, and this is all quoted in that Bir Halacha in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Daled. The Prima Godim says, if Kali is not Bar Gibel, so then you should be Chayiv earlier. You should be Chayiv just from the Sinas Mayim. The fact that we are Meko a Ma'at Ma'at by Kali indicates that Kali is a bar gibel, and Therefore, by all bargibal substances, we could be makel from with ma'at ma'at. Right? The Bir Halacha Dimas Hashema quotes that the Prima Gunim says that according to the Taisis and Shabbos, that not bargibal is going to be chayiv, so karkacha kali has to be a bargibal. Memela, right? Even kemach she'eno kali, which is classical bargibo, you're going to be chayiv in ma'at ma'at for the tarnagaylam. That's what the Prima Gadim says. So frekt the nishmas adam, how can ma'at ma'at possibly be a kula? How can I be mako just because I'm doing a tiny bit? That's not mistaber. We have a principle in Hilchas Shabbos that chatzi shir is usur min hatayra. So doing a little bit of gibel, how can that possibly be mutter? And zuk the Mishnah Brura in the first bracket, maybe it's mutter because you want to need a lot of dough. And if you only do a little bit, mitoich a lot of it, right? As if that was English. If you're only doing a little bit of dough, and you could have done a lot of dough, maybe that's called a shinoi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not true. Because by ariga lebeged, right, if I want to weave an entire beged and I weave a tiny bit, we're still going to assume the chatzi shir is also min haTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Nishas Adam, this kasher shouldn't it be usur out chatzi shir usur min haTorah. That's really the kasha of the Nishmas Adam. Now, later on in the Bir Halacha, he has a really interesting suggestion to be miyasha of the Nishmas Adam's kasha. His suggestion is that the author of the statement that al-yad is permitted is Rav Chista. And Rav Chista on Daf Ayin Dalet Amir Aleph, Rav Chista basically tells me that Chatzi Shir is not going to be Aser Min HaTorah. Amar Rav Chista, right, remember we had this long brisa by Borer, right? That Borer Va'ochel, Borer Meniach, right? Lo Yivra, etc. So Amar Rav Chista, Borer Va'ochel, Pachos Mikashir. Borer Umeniach, Pachos Mikashir, but don't do a Shir. So Rav Yosef asks, V'chim Mutzal Afos Pachos Mikashir. Right? In other words, Frek Rav Yosef on Rav Chista. Rav Chista, how is Pachos Mikashir Mutter on Chatzi Shir is Asher Min HaTorah? That's what Rashi understands Rav Yosef's Kasha. Implying that Rav Chista himself holds that there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir on the Malachos at all. So says the Bir Halacha, brilliant. The Chafetz Chaim, Erken Marnin. So Chafetz Chaim Tainas, he says, maybe this is only Rav Chista l'shitasa. Maybe Rav Chista is mekel on ma'at ma'at, on al-yad, because Rav Chista l'shitasa holds that what? That there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir on Shabbos. That's already a einfam. But the Chafetz Chaim says, I don't like this so much. He says, if this pshat is correct, so then the Rishonim should not quote the heter of ma'at ma'at. If the heter ma'at ma'at is only Rav Chista l'shitasa, and Rav Chista holds that there's no such thing as chatzi shir asur min haTorah by Malach HaShabbos, so then we shouldn't quote the heter of ma'at ma'at, ki hu zeh. That's the Chofetz Chaim's kasha.
Is there anybody who differentiates? Wait a minute.
Ma'at
ma'at is even
mutter on
b'lila ova,
according to this, right? Well, but we're talking about kali. Pashtus is b'lila ova,
right.
And we're mekel on al-yad, which means ma'at ma'at. How can I be mekel ma'at ma'at? Isn't there an isser of chatzi shir asur min haTorah? That's the kasha. So the Nishmas Adam himself has a suggestion based on Rashi. If you look at the top Rashi on Kufnun Vavam and Aleph, Rashi writes that it's Usar Achi Gabel Kila Achar Yad Kidim Farish Va'Usar Hanimil Hudu Kamishani. Right? Rashi uses the lashon of kel achar yad. Zok the nishmas adam, the kula of ma'at ma'at is not really a self-standing kula. Or to say it better, when the Gemara speaks of, the Gemara doesn't use the expression ma'at ma'at. The Gemara uses al yad al yad. Al yad al yad means you do a shinui. You, I don't know, you need like this, the back of your hands. Right? Right? That's not the normal way to knead. Oh, if that's what you're doing, right? It's a shinui, so that's why it's only asur midrabanan. That's what the nishmas adam time is. Now, the Mishnah Brura in the beer, yeah.
So, where are we? So he said, by believer, oh, well, you can do the matmat being a shin because it's a shinui.
Right. Again, the point of nishmas adam, it's not even ma'at, it's not even a tiny amount. It's just that I'm mamish using a shinui.
Ma'at is a form of shinui.
So I think the nishmas adam is saying that the type of the word al yad al yad does not mean a small amount.
Oh, al yad al yad.
Al yad al yad means that you need it in a weird sort of way.
So al yad al yad is not equivalent to ma'at ma'at according to this.
May. And the Nishmas Adam, who says this part, he says, obviously I'm right. First of all, Rashi says, like me, it's a kalachar yad. Second of all, the fact that the Gemara does not use a lashon of pachos mikashir indicates that there's no heter pachos mikashir. The only heter for Nishmas Adam is that you're needing it wrong. And Mimela, who had been, even if I have a full shear, let's say I have a full grogeris, I'm kneading it in the weird way, so it should be mutter. The problem with the Nishmas Adam's presentation, and the Bir Halacha notes this, is that throughout Shas, we have this expression, al-yad, al-yad, and it means a small amount. For example, the Gemara Erev and Yutes tries to teach people how to learn. Rav Shach actually writes in one of his letters in the what are his letters called? I forgot. The Mechtovim U'Ma'amorim or something. So Rav Shach writes in one of his letters that's very unfortunate that Yeshiva Bachrim don't follow the advice that the Gemara has about learning. The Gemara says Kovetz Al Yad Yarbe. Al Yad, Rashi writes, it's the same expression over here. You do it Al Yad, Rashi writes, means that you learn a little bit. Right? If I go fishing, and this is the Gemara's expression, I'm only trying to catch the big fish, and I don't catch the little fish, so I'm going to end up going hungry at the end of the day, because I'm not going to get the big fish. It's a similar idea, but the idea is that when you learn, and when you go fishing, you can reel in the small fish also. And then you know you're not gonna, right? Then you know you won't be hungry at the end of the day. And if you learn, you learn a small amount, and you chazer it, and you know it, kovetz al yad, yarbe. But if I try, I went through this stage when I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the stage where I was trying to learn three daf a day of Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, no? Everyone went through this stage at some point, right? You can't become a Talmud Chacham in a bottle. It doesn't work like that. You have to move slowly. Kovetz al yad, yarbe. Al yad means ma'at ma'at. So the heter is because I'm doing it a little bit. It's not out kel achar yad. And if that's the case, so then we have to figure out what is the heter of al-yad al-yad by calling. Now, there is a svara that we're going to not say chatzishir osir min ha-Torah by the malacha of Lisha. If you remember when we began the perek, we pointed out that Taisus says that certain, the way we understood the Taisus based on the Magen Avos, that made by certain malachos, chatzishir is osir min ha-Torah, by other malachos it's not. And we suggest that it depends on those malachos where the shear is mentioned in the Mishnah, specifically. Okay, maybe. But there's a different approach. And the Shvisas HaShabbos in Os Lamed Hei says that certain malachos you never do in a small amount. kneading. The pshat in kneading is if I need a huge amount of dough. If I only want to eat one challah roll, I'm still going to need a large amount of dough, and then I'll just bake one challah roll. After kneading, I'll separate it. Now, part of the cheshbon over here is that if you ever try to knead a very small amount, it doesn't go as well. You have to have a certain rate amount so that you can get your hands in and you can really do a good job. Says the Shvisas HaShabbos, the malacha of lush, it's considered totally shalai kederech if you do not do a shear. Now, the problem with this svara is obviously that when he speaks about a shear, he does not mean the shear of a gregaris. No? A gregaris, I think, is much, just in mitzias. A gregaris is much smaller than the amount that people would need. A gregaris is about the size of a fig. And that's not needing. So, but the svara that he's proposing, I think, is still very elegant. The svara that he's proposing is that maybe there's a heter because this is considered shalei kedarkai, and by this particular malacha, we're going to assume that there's no din of chatzishir asur min hatayra. We'll elaborate on this in a few minutes. That's what the Shvisas HaShabbos suggests.
The
Shvisas HaShabbos. Shvisas HaShabbos Oslam in Hay. Now, we still have a kasha, which is, let's say the Chaya Adam is right, the Nishmas Adam is right, that I'm kneading Kalachar Yad. And let's say the Shvisas HaShabbos is right, that this malacha, we don't say Chatzishir Asur Min HaTayra. But still, shouldn't there be an Issa D'Rabbanon? Because every malacha that I do Kalachar Yad throughout Shabbos is Asur Min HaTayra. Hayitachin, that there's not even an Issa D'Rabbanon? Right? Whether it's a shinui, a pachos mikashir, whatever it is, hayitachin is not even an iser derabonon. So, we could ask this kasha also in terms of the heter of shasiva erev. It's a shinui, it's not a normal way of mixing. But so what? Lamaisa, it should still be aser midrabonon, all of these shinuyim. How can a shinui help lower the Isser to become Heter Gomor? That is against, it's against, like, Judaism.
Well,
one approach might be that Shasi Ve'erev, and maybe all the Shinuyim, is Eina Mis'arev Yafeh, which means that it doesn't do as good of a job as kneading. Of kneading as anything else. It's not a, you don't do it well. If that's the case, so then we could invoke the famous Eglei Tal that we spoke about on Daf Lamed Tes in terms of Bishul Bechama. If you remember, we asked Akasha, how could it be that cooking in the sun is Heter Gomor? It should be a Shinui, should be Asa Midrabanon. How come it's Heter Gomor? So the Eglei Tal says in Yesod that there's a difference between a Shinui in the Pu'ula and a Shinui in the Nif'al. Right? Remember this Eglei Tal? Mm-hmm. The Eglei Tal says that sometimes the shinui is that I do the action in an unusual way, but the result is exactly the same. If I turn the lights on with my elbow, right, it's still vayihi'ar. The room is still light. Right? It's the same thing. Narbas, there's a shinui in the pu'ula. But sometimes, like Bishul Bechama, says the Eglei Tal, the shinui is in the nifal. If I cook food in an oven, so you have the din of a shvach etzim b'pas, then a certain flavor, we spoke about, you know, like brick oven pizza and the like, the type of oven impacts on the flavor. So when I cook Bechama, it's going to taste different. There's a shinui in the nifal. A shinui in the nifal, says the Eglei Tal, could be Heter Gomor. Right, when we say that shinuyim only make it aser midrabanan in the best case scenario, that's a shinui in the pu'ula. All of the shinuyim by lush lefizeh, and my Rebbe Rabbi Moshe Brown points this out in the Tevas Moshe in Os Beis. All of the shinuyim, and Rabbi Willig is saying that by shinuy of Shesi Ve'erev also, the het of Shesi Ve'erev is because it doesn't get mixed well. Im kainam adavarim, there's no heter shesim erev. If I do it, right? If I do it many times, maybe that's heter shesim erev. That's only if I do it many times, right? And it doesn't get mixed well. If I do it so many times that mamash gets mixed well, no heter shesim erev. And the heter of lisha kil achar yad, right, is only going to be if I don't mix it well. Rabbi, this is the yisod of a shinui in the nif'al, and that's probably what the shinuyim by lush are.
Are we going to say Ksiv Kol Achar Yad is Mutar L'Gamrei?
If I...
Because the writing is certainly not...
It happens that a person can train himself to write with the left hand and it'll look the same.
Okay.
Right? But there's certain... But when there's a shinui that's built in and it's a shinui in the nifal, so that perhaps is Heter Gomer. Rabbi Willard points... Many point that out. Moral of the Lilos is not the Malach of Tochei, no? Molim Malilos basically means that you take the grains and you rub it with your fingers. The pshat is it's not a good job. If it's not a good job, right, so then it's a shinui in the nifal. That's why Rabbi Brown takes it. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer Amordechai, in Simen Chaf Hei, and in Simen Chaf Vav, Rabbi Willig has a different take. Rabbi Willig taines that his understanding is that the shinui is only going to be mutter if it's a type of shinui that can't be done on a large scale. Moilal and Melilais, there's no way of using your fingers to grind the grains in a way that will end up being done in a mass, in a large unit. It's only done one by one. Therefore, says Rabbi Willig, it's going to be mutter. Similarly, when the shinui, when it's kali, and kali can never be a full isa, by definition, it will never really stick together well and be a complete isa. So in that situation, it could be made on the shinui. But something that could be a full isa, perhaps it can't be mako on the shinui. It's a little different than what Rabbi Brown is saying. Rabbi Brown is speaking about just shinui in the nifal rather than shinui in the pa'ula. Rabbi Willig is saying, could it possibly end up being the same as as the regular situation? Okay, zozai. But b'kitzur ha-ma'aseh, let's go back. I have a shinui in the Gemara by Kali, and the shinui in the Gemara is al-yada. Yada just saying means ma'at. And Rabbi Kasha, if it's ma'at ma'at, shouldn't it be chatzishir is osir min ha-tayra? So we're suggesting that maybe that this malach of chatzishir is not osir min ha-tayra, and maybe the reason why it's not going to be osir is because it doesn't do as good of a job. Because when you knead a little bit, that's not a full job of kneading. It's how you know about
that. So the point is, like you're saying that Kali, even if I did it in a normal way, it would be as good?
Right.
Isn't Kali like the best stuff out there? It's like sweet and good.
It's very sweet, but the flour from Kali doesn't, is not the stabi. It doesn't become the dough as well as other flours. I think that's the shot. Yeah, it tastes very good.
Correct. It requires, like, it's really, it's a, it's a din in the object that you're using.
Yes. Correct. But again, one of the reasons why the Malach of Lush is so difficult is besides the fact that figure out which shinui helps where, just the mitzias of things. I haven't got the foggiest idea like what kemach kali really looks like. I guess we could try it. We could do an experiment. Anyone want have extra flour at home that you want to get rid of before Pesach? We could try to make kemach kali, extra grains, I don't know. But to take like old cluster crunch, grind them up, and then we'll try to make flour out of it. We could do an experiment. Don't know. Now, the bir halacha, in discussing how ma'at ma'at is a shinui. So the bir halacha has a suggestion that maybe, and this is what he sticks with, maybe the only heter for ma'at ma'at is by kali, because kali is ra'i la'achilo beforehand. Ordinary flour is not food. Flour only becomes food when you mix it with water, etc. Then it becomes food. But regular flour is not food. Kemach kali is food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the heter of ma'at ma'at is only by kemach koli, because maybe the malacha of Elisha is the pshat that I'm making it into dough, making it into a food. But something that was edible beforehand, so then there is not going to be a heter of, by something that was edible beforehand, there's not going to be a real iser of lush. And we'll be meko a ma'at ma'at in this situation. We're only meko ma'at ma'at, says the Mishnah Berura, says the Bir Halacha, because it's already edible, and it's only tikkun ochel ba'alma. Derech achilaso b'kach. Ad kan devarav. The Chazon Ish has a different take on Judaism. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Ches Os Al, Emin Simin Nun Ches Os Ches. The Chazon Ish says that, you know what, maybe we're only going to be Mako on this one item called Shesisa, with ma'at ma'at. Kali shesisa, maybe only this are we make on, because it's not the derech to do ma'at. The derech is only to do harbe. The same idea that the Shavisa HaShavis was saying, but the Shavisa HaShavis said this by all lunch, that people always need a large amount. The Chazanish time is that that's not true. Sometimes people will need a small amount. But that's true of most foods. Shesisa, you'll never need a small amount for shesisa. It's never going to be done. And therefore, Zakh V'Chazon Ish, I'm going to be meko on ma'at ma'at, because this is the type of thing that's never done in a small kamas. But, the Chazon Ish adds, in Kenim HaDevarim, Hakol afiha makom afiha zman, and you can't derive anything from this principle, because if you have a community where they need a small amount of shesisa, it's going to be usher. And if they have other foods that in your community is never needed in a small amount, maybe it's going to be mutter. Hakol afiha makom afiha zman, ein ledamos milsa lamilsa. There's no heter at all. You can't figure it out at all. You can't compare anything. The heter ma'at for the Chazon Ish basically doesn't exist. No? Because ma'at ma'at is true only at the Zman of the Gemara, when they would only use a lot of shesisa. But if that changes, so it's going to be usher even by shesisa. Ad kan divrei ha'Chazon Ish. This machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish has hashlachot ledina for Pesach, no? There's something called matzah meal. Again, by us holy chassidim, we mamish, we have like no matzah meal in the house. I'm telling you, I probably own already 30 boxes of potato starch. I don't own any matzah. Actually, I still own some matzah meal because it's chometz from last year, because you use it for schnitzel. But matzah meal, us chassidish yidin, we don't use matzah meal on Pesach, right? But by the other types of Jews, right, they use matzah meal on Pesach. The shayla is there an Israelisha on matzah meal? Is it going to be a heter of ma'at ma'at on the matzah meal? Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Zayin quotes that the Taz says, it's Osir Lariv b'Shabbos Shal Pesach Kemach Sha'ozim Mitzchinas Matzah Afuya. You can't mix a matzah meal to add yayin or made dvash, even though it's like shesisa, because this is also a tchina gasa, etc. And by shesisa we're meko beraka, but by shesisa we're only meko with the shinui of hipach haseder. But by matzah meal, no one knows which the correct seder is, so therefore there's no kula of hipach haseder. That's what he says. Then he quotes that the Elia Rabba says that if you don't know which way to do it, so then we do it the way that the Gemara says. And Hepachaseh, there still is a kula of Shesisa Raka by Matzah Meal, according to the Elia Rabba. The Trumas HaDashaloson, Simen Nun Gimel, quoted that if you don't know which way to do it, so the way different than the Gemara says is called a Shinui. That's the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. Then, and this is the key line, But nonetheless, like the Mishnah Berurim, Oisa Ma'at Ma'at is going to be Mutri Afilu Ba'ava. I can make, right, Matzah Meal Ba'ava if I do a small amount. So Ishtate Mishnah Berura, without any Shinoi, according to this day, according to the Yesh Omrim, that Nesinas Mayim is the Mechayiv, so there's no Kula. But according to the Yesh Omrim, Pasuk Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, you could do Ma'at Ma'at on your Matzah Meal. Because Matzah Meal is like, Shasisa, it's thick stuff. Ma'at ma'at is going to, it's thick kernels. Ma'at ma'at is going to be mutter. Chazonish jumps up and down, spits wood and nickel, and says, one second, you can't be make on ma'at ma'at at all. No? Because of the Chazonish, we're only make on ma'at ma'at in those communities where you never do a large, where you never do a small amount. But for us today, there's no kula, and therefore by matzah meal, there's no kula. The Mishnah Berurah is what she tassai. Because the Mishnah Berurah holds that the kula by kali is because it's edible already. Matzah meal is like kali, it's edible already. I met my grandmother while Shalom used to eat matzah at the Seder with matzah meal. She had, probably the last 15 years of her life, she had no teeth, and it was she would eat matzah meal. I think that it's not uncommon for elderly people to do this. Right? By the way, it's much easier to get a shear also. practical rabbinics. But the fact is, the Mishnah Berurah, she tussles makal on the matzah meal, ma'at ma'at. The Chazanish says there's no kula of ma'at ma'at by the matzah meal. The problem with the Chazanish is that the Chazanish assumes that there's no kula of ma'at ma'at by matzah meal, because ma'at is only going to be a kula by this one scenario that's mentioned in the Gemara, etc. Right? That's what the Chasam says. In Ein Ladalos, you can't learn anything out from it. But if you look in the first Magen Avraham in Shin Chaf Dalet, the Magen Avraham paskens that ma'at is also a kula by morsan. Morsan is bran. I that's not mentioned in the Gemara. That seems to be Mamash Sira on the Chasam Nesh. Now, even though the Mishnah Brura in the Bira Halacha Tain is that ma'at ma'at is not a kula by morsan. That's for a different reason. That's because the Mishnah Berurah has a whole different tayra that ma'at ma'at is only a kula on ma'ikol b'nei adam, and morsan, which is ma'at b'hema, there's no kula. But lemaisa, fundamentally, right? The Mishnah Berurah also holds that ma'at ma'at can be make on other or the poskim hold. The Magen Avraham standard poskim Ramban. It's calling from Ramban and Mochamos. Whatever, that the Ramban holds that ma'at ma'at is going to be mekel by morsan. If it's mekel on morsan, l'cha'ura, that's so ser what the Chazanish said. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good Shabbos and we should have a mincha.